nobody wins in this. What's happening now is you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. And with this lack of accommodation now, this puts a serious dent in the amount of accommodation that is available for students in Sligo. And it's a difficult one for everybody involved. It's difficult for people who are looking for accommodation, and it's through no fault of their own that they need accommodation. That's not the issue. The issue is that ultimately there is a serious lack of student accommodation, and as the ATU has been expanded, it's a university status now, there are people coming from all over the country, and it's fantastic that it is recognised as one of the best colleges now in the country. People are coming from all over the country to attend college, but they are some students are wondering, do they have to cancel their courses because they cannot get accommodation? When the issue arose last year, that was the time to start the process of building accommodation, and it can be built. Building accommodation quickly on the grounds of the ATU and in other areas as well around Sligo town. But it's an issue where there is nobody is a winner at this stage. Certainly not the people who are seeking accommodation coming from other countries, and certainly not the students who are looking for accommodation in Sligo.
And Councillor, you touched on it there regarding the frustration that's certainly felt among students and parents at the current situation. And I think perhaps a lot of it is because the issue, as you said, this was something that could be seen coming down the line and nothing was kind of done in a way. And it's simple for you is that there needs to be government level action of some sort where that's developing a new form of accommodation for students.
Yes, because I know that for third level institutions, there are different requirements and that they have to go through, and there are different requirements for accessing funding that other developers, it's easier for them to access funding. So what the government has to put in place is put a system in place where it is easier for universities and colleges to access funding and to fast track a planning process to have this accommodation built. So they know that there's an issue there. This hasn't happened overnight, and it even last year it was an issue, and the year before. So it's not going to go away.